here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest, and hopefully we'll have a guest here shortly, but if not, it'll just be you and me, and you'll be calling in here to 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the Middle East. Well, of course, recently, John Bolton, remember, the former American ambassador to the United Nations, who is looked upon by many people as a conservative voice, and he's talking about the necessity of attacking Iran. And he's been going around giving speeches, talking about how there's just no way we can allow Iran to continue with their programs to build nuclear weapons, that certainly they would destabilize the whole of the Middle East, and certainly they would certainly lead to an attack on Israel sooner or later. That's why we have to bomb Iran today. Now, you have to understand that most of the people in Iran don't want a war. I doubt that there's probably more than a small percentage of 1% of the people who really want a war with the United States, because they know it'll devastate their country and literally kill millions of people. There's no way you're going to be able to limit a war any more than we could limit the war in Iraq and avoiding killing 600,000 or a million innocent civilians whose only crime was they were living in a country where the United States kept the ruthless dictator Saddam Hussein in power for certainly 20 years. We financed him all during the first 10 years of his regime from 1979 up until 1989. And then, of course, every time the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam in the 1990s, why, we let the Iraqis know who these men were, and they were, and their families were arrested and tortured to death. And that happened on two occasions. And if you doubt it, you need to read a book by Robert Baer called See No Evil. And Robert Baer was the major CIA agent in Iraq during the 1990s, was there probably for 5 or 6 years. And he has said, you know, in his book, he never met an Iraqi who did not believe the United States was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. And he described one incident that had occurred before he got there, which, of course, he had to get his book through the CIA censors, so he sort of poo-pooed the idea, although he said everybody in Iraq believed it. And then he told about an incident that occurred when he was there. That's exactly what happened. In other words, the American State Department kept Saddam Hussein in power. Furthermore, of course, and you can read this in my January 2006 newsletter, that's the January 2006 newsletter, a lot of the people have recently, the newsletters are coming up and saying Saddam had offered to leave the country before the United States invaded back there in 2003. Well, we covered that, of course, in our January 2006 newsletter, and the fact that the Iraqi government had actually offered to let the Americans just send their troops in. We didn't have to fight. We didn't have to do anything. They were ready to surrender. But we didn't want them to surrender. We wanted a war because there really are evil and wicked people out there who really do relish destruction and horror and carnage. And until you understand that, nothing really makes sense. These are not our soldiers, our military. Most of our military are responsible people who are patriotic and fight because they believe it's a noble profession, without realizing that the leadership of our country has been taken over by wicked and evil men who have a different agenda. And of course, Iraq was simply a stepping stone towards the coming attack on Iran and then a war with the entire Muslim world that will end up bankrupting America and could very well lead to the loss of all freedom here. While our boys go overseas to fight for freedom, we're losing it here at home. We'll be back in just a moment and welcome your calls.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps, and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearItOnline.com. That's HearItOnline.com. HearItOnline.com. That's HearItOnline.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course we were talking about John Bolton, of course, former ambassador to the United Nations, but most people don't understand who John Bolton really is. Well, if you want to understand, I hope you get to go to your computer and type in newamericancentury.org, that is www.newamericancentury.org, and you go to the website and then you look up their statement of principles for this organization, the project of the New American Century. The statement of principles certainly were written in 1997, and then on the back they have the list of the people who were involved with this little group that was intent upon going to war with the whole of the Middle East at that time, and there was Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and John Bolton. Of course, there were a lot of other people there as well, 27 of them, but we seem to be having a little competition here, so we're going to be, hopefully they'll get that dial tone off here in just a moment, and we can get the guest on. Oh my goodness, that's very distressing. I hope that somebody will pick that up for us and get that thing straightened out. Anyway, right now we're just having nothing but a busy signal so that nobody can hear anything. And I hope our producer will get there and get that line disconnected, please. We'll be hopefully get something going here in just a moment. So, anyway, we're going to play a little music until we can hopefully get something going there.
Yep. Bill is trying to call. Okay.
Okay, honey, I've got a busy signal. Try it. Dr. Stan at the Genesis Communication Network, and do we have our guest, Bill Snevlin? Could you call him back again? He'd called just a moment or two ago. Anyway, of course, we were hoping to have Bill Snevlin with him. And, of course, Bill is a great guy, and Bill actually, you know, was deeply involved in the occult. Now, as I was saying, Thirdly, John Bolton was part of the original little cabal that set out to, take over the control of our government, and they did. There were only 27 of them initially. They included Jeb Bush, Gary Bauer, certainly William Bennett, Norman Potterotz, and, of course, the people I've already mentioned, you know. And this group there was actually working to bring about this one world government. Most of them came from the Council on Foreign Relations. But what most people do not understand is there is a very, very significant occult manifestation of what's going on today, which is why I wanted you to hear Bill Snevlin's commentary, because Bill himself was deeply involved in the occult for many years, and he had an opportunity then to deal with a man I've studied, a man named Manly P. Hall, who was one of the leading Satanists in the world, you know, during the latter part of the 20th century. I think he died about 1991. But anyway, of course, Bill tells me that he was actually under the tutelage of Manly P. Hall, and that actually Manly P. Hall had told him about this coming war with Iran. I think he had it was about a year off on that. Is Bill Snevlin back on the line yet? Well, we hope that we're going to have Bill here before long. So, under any circumstances, why we're going to really, I'd like to have him tell you what Manly P. Hall told him. Now, this was probably in the early 1980s, long before the Iraq War came down the line. But the occultists were really planning on this. And if you actually, of course, were to read my February a 2007 newsletter, we simply quote in that from the writings of Alice Bailey. And Alice Bailey was an occultist. She actually was the leading occultist in the world during the first half of the 20th century, just as Manly P. Hall was the leading occultist during the second half. And in one of the books she wrote, one of the last books she wrote, well, she really didn't write these books. They were actually channeled to her by a demonic spirit she called Joa Cool. And when Joa Cool had channeled this to her, talking about this great war that was going to occur in the Middle East, where the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims would all destroy one another as a prelude to the coming of this one world government. Well, is Bill Snevlin there yet? Well, if not, he's not there. He had called in, and what happened to him? Well, okay, fine. Then we hope that we'll have Bill back with us very, very soon. But what people look at, they look at this thing from a military point of view, from an economic point of view. They talk about the fact we're there for oil. We talk about the fact we're there for, because we want to leave our troops permanently there. We talk about we're there to bring democracy. We talk about the fact that we're there because we're really under the control of the Zionist lobby. And none of these things are true. There is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension that is driving our country, indeed the whole world, towards this great confrontation, towards this great war that I believe has been prophesied and planned for many, many years by the occult forces. And I believe, of course, this is the war that's described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to give us a call until we can get our guest on the line, I will certainly appreciate it. Again, our number, 1-800-259-5791. But I'd certainly like to have you hear Bill Steblin's description, because Bill, of course, was involved with the Satanic Movement, the World Satanic Movement. He had been a 33rd degree Mason, and then moved up the degrees of Masonry to those degrees which most people do not even know exist. Most 32nd degree Masons have no idea that there is certainly levels far above this that take people into the occult. One only has, of course, to read the writings of Manly P. Hall in his lectures on ancient philosophy, where he will tell you that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer fraternity of men who certainly are having a good time. They're practicing charity and enjoying the camaraderie of Masonry, but there is an inner fraternity where, of course, you have people who are studying the Arcanum and Ancanorum, and people wonder what that is. Well, that is the secret, and the secret of secrets. And there is a secret that has been passed down for centuries through the ages. And, of course, modern-day Masonry and the upper echelons and the secret echelons is simply a manifestation of the secret that has been passed down through the mystery religion since the beginning of time. Well, our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we certainly would appreciate hearing from you if you have any question or comment. But everything that we're getting from all of our sources suggests that it's only a matter of time. Do we have a Bill here? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Hi, I'm so glad you could get here with us. Thank you so much for calling in. And I was simply telling our listeners a little bit about your experiences with Manly P. Hall, of course, who was one of the leading Satanists. And you were under his tutelage for a time when you were involved with the occult?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about Manly?
One of the most influential Masons of the 20th century, absolutely. And, yeah, one of my mentors.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about him? What sort of a man was he, and what did you learn from him?
Well, of course, obviously he was highly intelligent, very, very cultured, very, very charismatic, a very powerful man. And he, of course, was involved in the occult since, I think, the 1920s. And basically, I was contacted by him about joining the Illuminati, and this was back in the late 70s. And so I interacted with him and was admitted into the first degree of the Illuminati, and that was in 1978. And then very sporadically, every now and then, he would show up and teach me things. And basically, you know, the various things you're supposed to know how to do if you're a high-level occult adept, which, of course, he was and what I was aspiring to be. So he also had a lot of insights on the Illuminati view of history, which I know I've talked with you before, but the various ideas of how we can use war and famine and so on in order to engineer history and create the movements in history that we, meaning the Illuminati, desire to have.
Well, of course, when you were associated with him, did you have an opportunity to meet any of the other people, or were you simply more or less isolated with your association with Manly P. Hall?
Well, there were two other people. It always works at the level I was at in threes. And in the local level, this was in Milwaukee, where I was, of course, Manly P. Hall was in Pasadena, but that didn't seem to stop him from showing up every now and then. But I had two other men that I knew that were both Masons, as was I, and we were like the cell in Milwaukee of Illuminist people. But that's all I knew was Manly P. Hall, who was my upline, so to speak, and then these two other gentlemen who were also in the Illuminati and involved very heavily in Masonry in the local Milwaukee area.
But of course, do you think most Masons had any idea about this other level of Masonry?
I doubt it.
Well,
I doubt
hold
it.
That thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. We've got to take a quick break, but when we get back, we'll talk to Bill Steblin about his experiences in the occult and, of course, how this plays into what's going on over in the Middle East today.
terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Tell you about this coming war in the Middle East?
Well, yes, exactly. We were basically shown a whole scenario of events that were supposed to take place, beginning at that time with the unrest in the Balkans, and of course also the rise of militant Islam with the Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran, and then that was supposed to lead into this war in the Balkans, followed by Gulf War One, and then followed by Gulf War Two, which was supposed to take place in, like, you know, late 2000, 2001. And, of course, that was supposed to lead to the downfall of America. Now, of course, that didn't happen quite the way it was explained to me. And, of course, I attribute that to the fact that, that there are Christians in this country that are really praying, that are interceding and crying out for this nation, even though they might be, you know, fairly small in number. But because of that, the devil's plans, as I was told them at least, went off the rails after the beginning of the second Gulf War, because at that time we were told that Saddam would invade, not invade America, but he would send over biological weapons and basically decimate us, because our health infrastructure here is a joke. I mean, we can barely handle the health care we already have. I'm sure your listeners know that. And so if something really devastating like an epidemic of Ebola or something like that were to come along, forget it. You know, so it was something of that nature, and then we were going to be rendered pretty much defenseless because we'd have millions of our population down with whatever mysterious disease is going to be. And, of course, that did not happen. Instead, we've gotten mired in this strange war over there, and, you know, that's a whole other discussion. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that for whatever reason, the plans I was told by Manly P. Hall back in the late 70s did not come to fruition.
Well, I think that timing was certainly off, and it may not be the Iraqis who bring the plagues on us. It could be even people on our own government. But
as
it may, there certainly is a spiritual component to everything that's going on politically, don't you believe?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, let's face it, politics is spiritual. And any political movement or any political strategy that moves us away from God and away from His Word is a rebellious, satanic thing. And that's, unfortunately, the way our government has been going for, well, at least as long as I've been alive.
Well, I certainly agree with that. Well, certainly at the present time, why, we're just sort of holding our breath, fearful that our leaders are going to plunge us into a war with Iran, and then this could very well totally destabilize the Middle East. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that this may very well be, you know, an alternate scenario, because we're already, you know, having our troops stretched very thin. And then if we start also, whether it's going to be, you know, like bunker buster bombs or whatever it's going to be, if we start extending our reach into Iran, first of all, it's going to inflame the region, and rightly so. I mean, the Muslims that are already going ballistic will go even more ballistic, and it's going to dig us deeper and deeper into this quicksand. And I think part of the plan at this point, since they didn't use these biological weapons, that instead they're going to just sort of drain this country like a militaristic vampire, just suck all of the lifeblood out of our young men and women that are over there, and all of the finances, as people say, you know, our blood and treasure is being spent, and to what end, you know, really? I mean, I think it's all, you know, part of Bush's agenda, which I don't think is on track with anything.
Well, my fear, of course, is this is going to bankrupt our country. There's no way we can possibly afford this other than massive inflation, which will wipe out the value of our currency and destabilize our society. And then, of course, I think it'll destroy our military. In fact, I really believe that one reason they're doing this is to destroy our military. And we're going to have tomorrow a retired lieutenant general here on our program. And I've already talked to him and asked him what he thought. And he said, if we don't get our troops out of, you know, Iraq within a year or so, we're going to lose our army. Here's a military general saying we're going to lose our army. Why? Because we don't have the equipment. Our equipment's wearing out, but we're wearing out our men. We're sending them over there for 2, 3, and 4 tours. You can't do that. It psychologically, it destroys you. And is that what we really want to do, is destroy our young men and have them come back full of guilt and anger and frustration and, you know, certainly knowing that they've killed innocent people? You can't be in war without killing innocent people. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Steplin here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bill Sneflin. And Bill, before you go on, would you like to get out your web page, your telephone number, so people know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, thank you. Yes, our website is withoneaccord.org. That's withoneaccord.org. And then our phone number is 563-513-2148.
Give that one more time.
Sure. withoneaccord.org is the web, withoneaccord.org. And then 563-513-2148 is the phone number.
All right, fine. Well, certainly Bill has been on both sides of the situation. He was, for many years, deeply involved in the occult and various occult organizations. And then, of course, came into a personal relationship with our Lord and worked with our friend Ed Decker for a number of years in Saints Alive Ministry, and then went off on his own trying to educate people about, really about these spiritual forces that are not imaginary. There is another dimension, and people can actually tap into that other dimension, can't they, Bill?
Well, yes, it is. It is, of course, a spiritual realm, and you can access it either through the demonic realm or through the Holy Spirit. And unfortunately, most people that get involved in the occult and magic and even masonry to a lesser degree are tapping into the demonic realm, because what they're doing is deeply sinful, and the Holy Spirit is not going to bless that sort of activity. And so there's a seductive power here, and I know this all too well, because I was in it for 16 years, and magic can be very seductive and indeed very addictive. And that's the problem, is that once you get into this stuff, it is, it's almost in a way like being a drug addict. You start depending on it, you start needing it, and if you don't get your fix, quote unquote, you end up, you know, acting just as if someone would be wanting a cigarette or something. And it really can end up destroying your life as it nearly destroyed mine.
Well, I think that people really don't understand. You know, right now we have this new phenomenon sweeping the country of Rhonda Burns, her book, her DVD on The Secret. And, of course, what they're doing is teaching people how to tap into this other dimension through the medium of their mind. Have you looked into that at all?
Well, I've watched the DVD, and it's just the same old kind of old age, new age junk. I mean, we were, you know, pushing this stuff 30, 40 years ago. And, of course, it's just a new wrapper and a new way of presenting it. But, yes, it's the same old thing. That it's like pantheism. It's the idea that you can alter reality. You can, this law of attraction. You can change your reality just by thinking about nice things and wealth and money and Cadillacs or whatever instead of worrying. And, of course, if that were true, then we wouldn't be having all these unfortunate people all over the world that are in poverty and starving to death in Africa and famine and whatnot, because they could just think themselves a big steak dinner. You know, I mean, it's just ludicrous. It wouldn't play anywhere but America and Western Europe, because we're the only ones that are gullible enough to believe this stuff.
And yet, of course, it has a fascinating attraction for people, and it's been featured by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Ellen DeGeneres and Jim Carrey and Jack Canfield, who wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And a lot of prominent people are saying this is really the technique that I've used to get my tremendous advantage in the world. And some of these people have really, you know, accumulated great wealth and prosperity and power. But, of course, at a terrible, terrible price, and most of them have no idea what they're into.
Yeah, and that's very true. And, of course, yes, many of these people, I mean, you know, I've had many people say, well, isn't Oprah Winfrey a Christian? And I say, well, I mean, she might talk like that upon occasion, but, I mean, she's been involved in the New Age, you know, at least for 25 years, you know. I can remember her having Shirley MacLaine on back when Shirley MacLaine was the big thing, and just probably genuflecting before, you know, she thought she was such a wonderful New Age guru. And so, I mean, people have to be discerning. They can't just, because someone says they're a Christian or because they say that, you know, oh, Jesus did this. You know, like I was deceived when I was in college, and some of your listeners may have heard me say this, but when I was in college, I was told that because Jesus had supposedly gone to the Far East and gone to Egypt and studied with the gurus and all of that, that that's what I should do as a candidate for the Catholic priesthood. I should go and study the occult and study Eastern mysticism. And they try and somehow make it sound legitimate by claiming that Jesus did it, when, of course, there's no historical or scriptural basis for that. So, again, we have to be discerning, and unfortunately a lot of people, whether they're Christians or not, just don't kick the tires, as I say, of these various spiritual movements, and so they get sucked in.
And, of course, there are really so many even Christians today who are looking for something more than simply the just old-fashioned gospel. They want to experience. They want to experience a religion. They want to experience some sort of supernatural event, and you keep focusing on that, and you may very well experience that supernatural event. But it's not coming from our Lord. It's coming from the dark side. And they're always looking for people out there that they can lure away from the truth into this other dimension.
Oh, yeah. I'm reminded of the Athenians, you know, in the book of Acts. It talks about how they were always looking for some new thing and running after some new thing to talk about or whatever. And that's very much like what people are doing today, even within the body of Christ. They're always running after some new thing, as you say. They can't stick to the old ways, to the ancient paths, as it says in Jeremiah. Instead, they're off, you know, doing some dumb new thing that has no basis in the scriptures.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand the other dimension, that certainly of what's going on in the Middle East. And in certainly all of our foreign and domestic policies, there is always a spiritual component to it. And unless we look beyond the obvious, why, we're certainly not going to understand or have any hope of understanding what's going on. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791 if you'd like to talk to Bill Stemlin, because he's certainly been on the other side. He understands this, and certainly he was a disciple of Manly P. Hall, who was certainly the leading occultist of the second half of the 20th century, and he was a brilliant man, wasn't he, Bill?
Well, yes, yes. In fact, his philosophical research society has cast a very long shadow over all the occult processes of the late 20th century, as you've said, and it's survived his death. He passed away, I think, in the early 90s, and it's still a very vibrant organization. And yeah, I guess you'd have to have met the man and to understand the kind of personal power and personal charisma that comes from getting to the level of the black arts that he was involved in. Of course, most of his people don't even know that. They assume he was a white light occultist and a Rosicrucian. That's how it's basically billed, in addition to, of course, his very public involvement as a 33rd degree Mason. So nobody knows, really, except his inner circle, what he was really involved in, and that's how many of these people are. I mean, I frankly am convinced that if you were to really understand the spirituality behind George W. Bush, you would find out that it's not Christianity at all, but it's probably a form of Illuminism.
Well, we'll never know that, but certainly because somebody says they believe in God doesn't mean that they're believing the same God that we believe in. And, of course, the difficulty that most Christians have, because they've accepted this concept, there's only one God, and I believe there is only one God, but there really are people out there who believe that there are other gods, and they believe that the God they worship is far more powerful than the outmoded God of the Bible that we worship. Well, we've got somebody calling from New York. Who's calling from New York? Do we have a caller from New York?
Yep.
Who is it?
Neil from New York.
Okay, Neil, do you have a question for our guest?
A comment maybe.
Okay.
You know, I'm a simple guy.
Right.
I'm a working person.
Right.
And in this last few years, everything I've been brought up to believe, to count on, and to understand has turned out to be a lie.
Mm-hmm. It really gives us a, because I found this out 47 years ago, 45 years ago when I got started, and what a terrible thing it was to suddenly realize that everything I'd learned in college hadn't been true. So don't say you're just a simple working person. I'll tell you that a lot more smarter working people than there are a lot of college graduates sometimes are educated far beyond their intelligence.
Right. Anyway, I've come to realize just about everything we've been fed and pushed down our throats is all a lie. I've come to understand that evil is dominant on the planet, and they want to wipe us out. And I'm not even a very good Christian in the model of Christianity as you're supposed to be. But I'm willing to admit my faults. And I tell you, I have a hard time with some of the people that claim they're Christians that I know, trying to figure out where they're coming from.
Well,
some people are inviting this disaster, thinking that they're going to get, the sooner it's over, the better off we are. You know, and I just can't understand that mentality.
Well, let's go ahead and get Bill's comment. Bill, how would you respond to Neil, who's saying, look, he doesn't understand a lot of these Christians who are almost want to invite the disaster, feeling, boy, this is really going to be great. I suppose he's going to kind of bring the Lord back again. And how do you respond to people who talk like that?
Well, I mean, it's I think it's all built out of this whole rapture pie in the sky thing, which I don't happen to believe in. I mean, I know there are sincere Christians that do. But they think, well, oh boy, if this is all coming, then it's going to be great, and we're going to get zapped out of here like, you know, beamed up like on Star Trek, and then the whole rest of the world can go to hell, I mean, quite literally. And the trouble with that is there's all these people that are going to hell all around them, literally, and they're not doing anything about it. And I think it's a travesty, because we have to be an active part. I mean, whether we can't, you know, fight the system on a vast scale, but we can, one by one, we can take people away from the devil's kingdom and get them into the kingdom of light. And I think that's our job. And I know it's disheartening. I went through the same thing. It's like everything you know is wrong, because obviously I went through a huge paradigm shift in 1984 when I got born again, and everything that I believed just got thrown out the window. And I had to kind of rebuild my whole life and build it instead on the foundation of the Bible. And I think that's our task, is to win souls and to get people into the kingdom and not think that we're going to get somehow beamed out of here, because if we don't tackle this thing, then nobody else is going to, and we're just going to get run over this thing like a lawnmower running over a lawn.
But, Neil, you say you're not a very good Christian. What I'd suggest you do is start reading, read the book of John. Read the book of John and what Christ said about himself, and then just get out on your knees sometime and just say, come on, Lord, if you're really there, come on in and take over my life. And I'll tell you, your life can be transformed as mine was some 45 years ago. God bless you. But don't get discouraged. Believe me, more and more people are waking up. And as things get worse and worse, more and more people are going to be looking for answers. And I hope you'll be there to help us give them, will you?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
God bless. And let's go to James, who's calling from Tennessee. Hi, James. How are you doing?
Hi, this is Jean.
Oh, Janice. Okay, fine.
Hi. I have a question for your guest. There are many groups that have the globalist agenda, and I've heard that you were talking about the Masons earlier, and I've heard that the average age of a Mason is about 70 right now, and that the Masonic halls are closing down all over the country. Do you think that the Masons have outlived their usefulness to the global elite?
That's an excellent question. What do you think about that, Bill?
That's a very perceptive question, and I think to a degree they have. I mean, it's old, musty mummery, and I, at the risk of sounding like I'm trying to create credit for something here, when I say we, I mean people like Ed Decker and Ron Carlson and a whole bunch of Masonic, ex-Masonic ministers got together, and we went over to 1990 to the House of the Temple, which is only 13 blocks from the White House in Washington, D.C., and we prayed, and we anointed over that place, and we called down the power of God upon it for judgment and for repentance. And since that time, Masonry has really been unraveling in this country. I don't know if it's because of God or if it's because the devil has decided he's got better fish to fry. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of what the Masons used to do has now been subsumed by the New Age movement, which is much more trendy, it's much more up-to-date, because candidly, I mean, I spent 9 years as a Freemason, and Masonry is excruciatingly boring for the most part. I mean, it's something that you can't compete with cable TV. It can't compete with Monday Night Football. I hate to say that. It's not because there's a great revival. It's because there's more interesting things to do. And so I think a lot of the concepts of universalism and fraternalism and all religions being the same that are cornerstones of the Masons have now kind of been moved over into both liberal Christianity and also into the New Age movement. Because what's funny is what the Masons taught a generation ago is now being taught by almost all the liberal Christian denominations, the mainline churches, the Episcopalians, the Lutherans, the Methodists, and I'm not saying there aren't good people in these churches, there certainly are, but the fact of the matter is that the whole Masonic agenda, it's almost as if Masonry was injected like a virus into these various institutions that it permitted to be done, and sort of just took it over. And Masonry was sort of absorbed into these churches, and Masonry itself might be an old, withered, dying out husk, but all of its doctrines are now being promoted by many high-level people in the mainline denominations.
I think that's an excellent, excellent observation. So I think maybe you're absolutely right that Masonry has served its purpose. There's still Masons out there. I wouldn't totally discount them, but certainly when you begin looking into the resurgence of Gnosticism and these Gnostic ideas which permeate every aspect of our society, and the books by Dan Brown, the Angels and Demons and his other books that capture the imagination of the American people and begin to plant in their minds that question, well, is the biblical story really true? And certainly our schools have done a great job of wiping out the faith of a whole generation of our young people with their indoctrination and evolution. And after all, if evolution's true, then the Bible's a lie.
Yeah.
So we've got real problems in America, but I think that there is an excellent chance, especially as long as we have talk radio and people out there who do understand what's going on, of having a tremendous impact. But in the final analysis, the battle of the Lord is the Lord's, and all we can do is do our best. Have any other questions?
No, that'll be it. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Okay. God bless you. Thanks very much. Okay, fine. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Bill Snevlin. We're just about out of time. Don't think we have time for another call. So, Bill, I would like you to get your telephone number and your webpage out there one more time, because I think that people will get a lot of benefits from the material you offer.
Well, thank you. Yes, our phone number is 563-513-2148, and we're located in Iowa, so bear in mind the central time zone. And then our website is www.withoneaccord.org, WITHONEACCORD.org.
And, of course, we carry Bill's book, Masonry Beyond the Light, and a couple of his books on masonry. We think they're excellent. We'll give you tremendous insight in this organization, but remember, these ideas permeate every aspect of our existence today. Bye-bye, Bill. Thanks so much. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Dan here, at Sydney Yard. We do carry some of the things that Bill Snevlin has come up with. We carry his book, Lucifer Dethroned, and Masonry Beyond or Behind the Light. Lucifer Dethroned and Masonry Behind the Light. And then we have two VD sets, and there are two videos in every set, or you can get it all on a DVD. It's called The Secrets of the Illuminati. That's The Secrets of the Illuminati, and it's, I don't know, about 4 or 6 hours, something like that. It's very extensive and about Bill's experience. certainly as part and parcel of these secret societies. Now, of course, if you see the videos, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, done by Chris Pinto, and Riddles in Stone, you'll also see interviews with Bill Sneblin there. And certainly I play a small part in those. But the whole idea is, of course, to understand that these forces have been at work in America since our country was founded. There have always been two forces, one the Christian and the other the occult. Now, the occult will deny the existence of the Christian, and the Christian will deny the existence of the occult. Until you understand that there's been this battle going on between the forces of God and the forces of darkness since the beginning of time, but certainly playing out right here in the United States, you can't understand what's going on today. Unfortunately, the forces of darkness are in total control today, and they're intent upon plunging into a terrible war in the Middle East that's going to have terrible consequences here at home. So we hope you'll want to get the items we talked about. Masonry, Beyond the Light, which is a book. The Secret, Lucifer Dethroned, which is a book. The Secrets of the Illuminati, which is a DVD. And then The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone, both award-winning DVDs. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you'll want to get the DVD, or you can get the book, the DVD, and the tape. It all tells the same story. But you need to understand that there really are these spiritual forces at work. And then, of course, we hope that many of you want to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret. It comes with a syllabus, and then, of course, the either 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. To understand the genocidal policies that are underway today, you'll want to get my new DVD. Actually, it's not new. It's a talk I gave some time ago entitled None Dare Call It Genocide. And it's a much shortened version of the much longer talk we have on planned population reduction. Planned population reduction. They really are after our children. They really want to destroy our health. They want to plunge us into just terrible, a chaotic situation here in America. And so we hope that you'll want to get these two DVDs, None Dare Call It Genocide and Planned Population Reduction. We have so much other material. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to coming to our conference. It's going to be on the 28th of October here in the North Shore of the Monterey Bay. And if you can come, please give us a call. We have to know because we're going to have lunch. We're going to serve lunch. And the program's going to go from about 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Now, you can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day on the Internet. Or you can, of course, get our stream to our satellite uplink for 9 hours a day of my programming and 9 hours a day of Joyce Riley's and certainly a few hours from the other people who are in this with us. And you can see many of our videos are there. You can pull down our newsletters and read them, but encourage other people to go there and begin to learn about the spiritual battle that's underway and understand that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. You've got to help us. And I believe as more and more people join, there's going to be a great awakening across America. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. We need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for this hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who, of course, taught at the university level, has worked in private industry and consulting status, was in the Department of Education during the Reagan administration, certainly testified before Congress. But he certainly is one of the finest researchers we have as to what's going on in the world today. So without further ado, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us and for talking about your latest article, which people can find at newswithviews.com. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Dennis. Well, we seem to be having some problem there, so let's just see if we can... I don't know why we can't get Dennis on the line here. I'm going to ask my producer to see if they can pass him over to us, but right now we don't seem to be able to hook him up here. So I don't know if we lost him or what's going on. Well, I'll ask my producer if they wouldn't mind picking up line one and see if he's there. And see if he is. Why, of course, if he's not, we'll have to call him back. But Dr. Cuddy certainly is one of the experts on globalism. And for those of you out there, of course, who are want to know what's really going on in the world, you can't understand anything unless you understand that there really is an effort to bring about a one-world government. Well, anyway, I'm going to ask my producer to just go ahead and do that one more time. Maybe we can pick up Dr. Cuddy that way. But right now we're having a terrible time. We don't seem to be able to get him. I think now we're going to be able to get him. I'll ask my producers just to pass him through one more time. But anyway, of course, you know, if you wonder why we're fighting over the Middle East, we're fighting there because there's a globalist agenda. And they really want to use this to bring about a one-world government. They really have to have a terrible, terrible war that will disrupt our society. I mean, most people in the United States are certainly not going to accept a world government, not going to give up the sovereignty of our nation. But, you know, unless, of course, there's a total disruption of our society, a total destruction, you know, of the lifestyle we're so used to. And this is what happened after the First World War. The reason for the First World War was to bring about a world government. Do you remember that slogan, the war to end all wars? Well, World War I was to bring about a world government. And when the League of Nations failed, they had to have a Second World War. And when the United Nations did not accomplish their world government, now we need a Third World War. But let's go to Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, fine. Well, let's pick up the thought that you have in your latest article there at News with Views.
Okay, the article is titled North American Union and Global Integration. But before I begin that, I often, with my columns, give sort of an update from previous columns. And so I wanted to stress once again the item that I had written back when I was talking about the 9/11 anniversary, which was less than a month ago. And I'm going to read this quote just one more time, because I've got the impression that people even people who are interested in these subjects are just sort of, they're just sort of listening, and things aren't sinking in, or I'm not sure what the problem is. In fact, I think I know what the problem is, but it's a sense of just being numbed. If, for example, I were to say, which I'm not, but if I were to say a very, very high-level American official in our government had committed an axe murder 2 weeks ago in a park.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're saying, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy was simply talking about an article that appeared in an Australian newspaper written by a writer in New Delhi. This is a writer who writes for Jane's Weekly, or Jane's is a military analyst. If anybody wants to know what's happening with the various armies and militaries of the world, you go to Jane's. You can Google that in on the internet, and here's one of the writers for them, and he's writing on September 28th, which would be certainly about 17 days after the attack on the World Trade Center. And so here is somebody in India who, of course, is keeping his pulse on what's really going on. And what you must understand is that most of the American media is under the control of a very small group of corporations, five of them. And so if they want to censor a story, they're going to censor it. And the chances that you will ever read the truth, if they don't want you to hear it, is about 99% against you. So what did this gentleman say, this fellow writing from New Delhi some 17 days after the 9/11 attack?
Okay, and I had this in the column, and we went over it on your program about 3 weeks ago, but I want to stress it again because this is actually rather staggering to me, given the controversy when Mr. Deutsch was head of the CIA. He literally, and this was very rare, he had to fly out, I think it was to Los Angeles, because the black community was very concerned that the CIA had been helping to funnel drugs in from South America up through Central America, Mexico, into the black community. And this was a big deal. And now here we have this fellow with a respected defense periodical, James Weekly, and he wrote, opium cultivation and heroin in Pakistan's northern tribal belt and adjoining Afghanistan were a vital offshoot of the ISI, that's Pakistan's intelligence, CIA cooperation. Heroin sales in Europe and the U.S. carried out through an elaborate web of deception, transport networks, couriers, and payoffs offset the cost of the decade-long war in Afghanistan. Now, I'm just going to stop for just a second. Think about that. This fellow is basically saying the Pakistani intelligence and the American intelligence agencies, the CIA, had this network. Now, I imagine it's still going on in the U.S. through a web of deception. They have transport, they have couriers, payoffs for heroin sales. I mean, here, what the black community was, you know, very upset about some years ago, this guy is saying, yes, that's right, and it's been going on a long time. Not only that, what I hadn't quoted in the previous article is the fellow goes on. He says, intelligence sources said the ISI-CIA collaboration in the 1980s assisted Osama bin Laden, which we know, and then he says, as well as Mir Amal Khanzi, that's M-I-R, middle name A-I-M-A-L, last name K-A-N-S-I, who assassinated two CIA officers outside their office in Langley, Virginia in 1993. He's basically saying the Pakistani intelligence and the CIA assisted two people, Osama and this guy who did a hit job on a couple of CIA officers outside of the Langley headquarters. Now, their names were Frank Darling and Lansing Bennett, were the two who were killed. He injured three others. But one must wonder, you know, what were these CIA guys working on that this was so important? I mean, I hadn't heard of this type of thing happening before or afterwards. But the press, I think, mentioned it briefly, and then, you know, they were on to something else. So anyway, the CIA-Pakistani connection, he says, this fellow says, was involved in that as well. So I hope your listeners, this sort of sinks in. Now, apparently, you know, we're getting numb to information. But this is very striking.
No, I think, of course, people have to understand that the CIA has been involved in drug smuggling for a long time. Not the whole of the CIA, but a small component they call the dark side, and that's covered in a book we called, written by Monica Jensen. Stevenson, who used to work for 60 Minutes, the book, of course, called Kiss the Boys Goodbye, and that book was carefully suppressed, and thousands of copies of it were shredded. Why? So the American people would never know about the CIA involvement in drug smuggling. In fact, we carry a book called Defrauding America, and you talk about the two CIA agents who were killed. Of course, this book is written by Rodney Snitz, anyway, Rodney was actually put in prison on trumped-up charges, and there he met many people from the CIA and the FBI and the DEA, who many loyal Americans had been sent to prison to silence them, and that we carry the book, Defrauding America. I know of other people I know personally, perfectly innocent people, who were sent up to prison on trumped-up charges just to quiet them. Among them, of course, was George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen from Idaho, who was sent to prison and kept there intermittently over a 10-year period and tortured. Why? because he was bringing out the truth about what was going on. And also, of course, he wanted to end the Iran hostage crisis, you know, back there in the early 1979-1980 period. And the last thing that, of course, they wanted to do was end that hostage crisis, because, of course, it got the American people all upset. We all had yellow ribbons on, and of course, as long as the crisis didn't end, why, of course, they were going to be able to discredit Jimmy Carter and to bring in, of course, George W. Bush as vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush, and, of course, his trilateral people, of course, to take over the administration along with Ronald Reagan. It was simply a front for this power structure. So, I mean, this smuggling of drugs has been going on for a long time, and anybody who's ever studied Osama bin Laden knows of his close association with the CIA, but they can't tell the American people that.
No, and it had been in Vietnam. There was the whole trail of events there and so forth. But this fellow apparently, I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, the CIA has been involved in Southeast Asia and raising funds for the operation of that war, and they assisted whoever, you know, organized crime and so on and so on. But this guy is actually he's talking about things which you would have to know something about. In other words, to say there are transport networks, you actually have to say, well, yeah, I have this guy giving the drugs to this guy, and in the U.S. he has a courier named, you know, whatever, and the payoff occurs at such and such. And this is, so it's not just that the CIA is over there doing something, it's that there's this transport network, couriers, payoffs, and so forth within the U.S., plus the collaboration between the Pakistani intelligence and CIA assisted not only Osama, but that collaboration assists this other fellow who actually comes to Langley, the headquarters, right outside, I think it was right outside the front of the place, and does a hit job, kills two, and injures three others. I don't think he did it, I mean, who knows, but I doubt he was just shooting at random. You know, he's just sitting there and say, okay, you know, it's 5:05, I think I'll point the gun out the window and hit whoever comes along. So, it's something worth considering.
Well, I think, of course, this is not the first time this sort of thing has happened. Robert Baer, in his book, See No Evil, Robert Baer was a CIA agent. In fact, many people may have seen the movie Syriana that was put out by George Clooney based upon Robert Baer's book, but certainly they took a lot of literary license on it. But Robert Baer writes about the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut and the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut back in 1983. And what was most amazing is that the government had advanced knowledge of both of those bombings, where I don't know how many Americans died in the embassy, but certainly over 200 Marines died. They knew the attack was coming. They did not take any action to stop it. They allowed it to occur, and all those Marines died unnecessarily. So this sort of thing really does go on, and that's really the conclusion of his book when he gets to the very end. And the total disillusionment to know that they knew the attacks were coming. They knew who did the attacks. They neither tried to stop them nor take reprisal against the people who killed all those Americans. And you have to ask yourself, why?
Right. And the final thing I'll say on this is you're listening on this. Think about why this fellow, Mir Anzal Kanzi, hit those guys. Why did he kill those two and injure three others? If it wasn't just random, why those people? And then I'll move on to the article now.
All right, fine.
it's worth thinking about. But anyway, who knows? Maybe they were looking into something. North American Union and Global Integration is the column that I, the latest one I posted up yesterday. And I begin with something of a background to this, because as I've pointed out many times, these things aren't by happenstance. They don't just occur out of the blue. They've been planned a long, long time. And so what I try to do is set the tone. And often in my works, there's a lot of really good conservative writers and conservative material that they research and dig up. I often don't use them, not because I don't think they're great. They are. But what I try to do is get information or documentation from people who would be respected by even the establishment, even major news media sources or newspapers. And so that's why I begin this particular column by saying that an April 12th speech in 1883. He was talking to the Twilight Club in New York City, former New York Times editorial page editor. Now, that's about as liberal as you can get. John Swinton revealed, quote, "We are the tools," he's talking to the press here, "we are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes," end quote. And so he knew full well, and this is in the 1800s, what was going on, who these people were behind the scenes. And some 40 years later, New York City Mayor John Hyland, he had been a judge, and he ran for mayor and won, gets a little more specific. And he delivers a speech in Chicago. Now, he's a New York City mayor, but he's out in Chicago delivering a speech. I believe it was to the Knights of Columbus out there. And it was March 26th of 1922.
You're going to have to hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 2nd, 2007. Gold, 727, 40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $750.11, $369.90 for half, $184.95 for quarter. That's $750.11, $369.90, and $184.94. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, "China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales." Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
On board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and this is really a very, very powerful quotation from Mayor Harland, and this is in the early, I think in the, somewhere about in the mid-teens or early 20s.
1922,
and so you can get the quotation up on the Internet and from Dennis Cuddy's article. This is the one that deals, of course, with the North American Union. But go ahead, pick up the story from there.
Okay, well, all of this is really somebody saying, what's this got to do with North American Union global integration? Well, that's the point in all of this. That's this is what all of this leads up to. This is part of their plan. And so I'm getting a little more specific as we roll along here. At this 1994 annual UN Ambassador's Dinner, David Rockefeller's there, and it's he's being introduced by Rudolph Giuliani, and who's running for president today. And Giuliani is just all agog, and he introduces Rockefeller as a, quote, citizen of the world, quote, and, quote, one of the formidable figures of the 20th century, end quote. Now, you know, I mean, think about that, a formidable figure. He could have said, you know, 100 different things, but, I mean, I think he's accurate. But it's interesting that he chose the word. He's a formidable figure. Okay, so Rockefeller comes up there in his very soft tone. He usually talks rather softly. He states, quote, this present window of opportunity, now this is at the time of NAFTA and GATT and so on, opportunity during which a truly peaceful and interdependent world order might be built will not be open too long. Already, he says, there are powerful forces at work that threaten to destroy our, that means his and the elite's, hopes and methods to erect an enduring structure of global cooperation, end quote. Now, at this point, he's still, you know, still a little cautious. I mean, if you read between the lines, you know what he's talking about. Well, 8 years later, he finally, you know, it's time for his memoirs, and he figures, I'm getting old enough, I'm not going to mince my words anymore. And so, once again, he comes out in this book, page 405, it's called Memoirs 2002, and it's a chapter called Proud Internationalists, where he admits being part of a, quote, secret cabal, working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will, in quotes. So he admits it. He just comes out and admits it.
Let me point out to our listeners that we do carry that book, page 405. You have to read this written by David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller is a traitor to America. He hates our sovereignty. He hates our freedom. He is a proud internationalist, and of course, through the machinations of the Council on Foreign Relations, which he finances and controls, the machinations of the Trilateral Commission, which he finances and controls, and the machinations of the Bilderbergers, which he's a member of and a very prominent member and certainly a powerful influence in that organization, they're working to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. And with that, of course, goes the freedom that we cherish so much. We must understand there really is an elite who hates freedom. They believe, of course, that we common people, us and they should all be serfs, and they are hoping to establish a new feudal system under their control, a return to the concepts that existed during the Middle Ages, and people say that can never happen, and I would ask, why not? They control both houses of Congress, they control the media, they control the foundations, they control the educational system, they control the banks, and of course through that they're able to simply print all the money they want and buy anyone or anything they want. Why would we think they wouldn't succeed? They've used for many years, in war after war, America's military and financial power to bring about this world government. We have our military in 130 nations. We have over 700 military bases throughout the world. We're moving towards a major war in the Middle East that most Americans don't want. And they don't care what the American people want. The American people voted for the Democrats in the last election because they wanted to get us out of Iraq. And both political parties are supporting keeping our troops there. There is no plan to pull all of our troops out of Iraq. Oh, I think they're going to pull out 7,000 of the troops that they put in, but of course they added 30 and they're going to take out 7, and somehow that's going to be a great triumph. And most people just can't figure out what's going on, and it's all a fraud. There are people there who actually have a different worldview, because in my estimation they worship a different God. But go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay, and picking up on what you just said, a couple of weeks ago on your program, I had mentioned, wouldn't it be worthwhile for all of these people, especially liberals and Democrats, who are saying, yes, you know, we have to get rid of that bad old George Bush so we can get those fine Democrats in there and get out of Iraq. I mentioned, why doesn't one of them ask them, you know, what is your plan for removing troops from Iraq, just to see if they have one, but the press didn't do it. Well, after the break, I'll tell you what the three leading candidates did say when they finally were asked.
All right, fine. Of course, it's very important to listen to what these people say. Because it's very interesting that Hillary Clinton, Mr. Obama, and Edwards all feel exactly the same way as do literally all but one of the Republican candidates.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy was just saying that in a recent interview, the debate with actually all of the Democratic candidates were there, the major ones, Edwards, Obama, and Hillary, and they were each asked, you know, will you get the troops out? When will you get the troops out? Will you have the troops out of Iraq, you know, in the end of your time in office in 4 years? And all three of them said, well, they really couldn't make that sort of a commitment. It would depend on what? Well, it would depend on how things were going, whether we could pull our troops out. And so all this talk about the Democrats going to get the troops out of Iraq is simply a lot of hogwash. The same thing is true of the Republicans. The Republicans want to keep our troops there, and the Sydney Air leaders have repeatedly said now, only recently, that we are going to keep a contingent in Iraq indefinitely. Why? Because that's why we went in originally. That was always been the plan, but we can never tell the American people that any more than we could explain to them why we're keeping troops stationed in Germany. After all, there's no longer a threat from communism. So why are troops there in Germany 60 years after the Second World War? And since the Chinese communists are our great friends, why do we have troops stationed in Japan 60 years after the Second World War? And now we have an accommodation with North Korea. Why are troops stationed in South Korea 50 years after the Korean War ended? Or is this what the war is all about? An excuse to keep our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East as part of this move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Dr. Cuddy, please go ahead.
Okay, so basically what they're saying is they're not really any different from George Bush. I mean, George Bush says, you know, 5,000 by Christmas, maybe 30,000 by next year, and then it depends. You know, well, that's what they're saying. It depends. It's a sham. So anyway, in this particular column, what we've gotten down to is specifically the Americas, you know, the global, and now we're down to the Americas. And regarding them, Rockefeller was a founding member of something called the Council of the Americas that was founded back in 1965. And about the same time, after he made the Giuliani speech, a couple of years later, it's May 6th, and it's 1996. And Rockefeller's at that meeting of the Council of the Americas. And at the meeting, Thomas McClarty, Mac McClarty, who was a counselor to President Clinton, referred to Rockefeller, as he's introducing him here, as, quote, his valued mentor. And this was after, it was the other way around. Rockefeller was first. Rockefeller refers to McClarty as, quote, a reliable collaborator in the effort to advance the process of hemispheric economic integration. So Rockefeller really is introducing McClarty, who's going to make a speech on behalf of the Clinton administration. So here again, you have them working hand in glove. Rockefeller, the Clinton administration, this fellow McClarty is a reliable collaborator to get this hemispheric economic integration. And remember, economic integration, once you become economically integrated, you know, part of a business, let's say you and another person go into a joint venture, all right, you're economically integrated. That means if your partner screws up, then you suffer tremendously. I mean, that's what integration means. You're intermeshed. You're linked together. And what the fate is for one is the fate for the other. And so if you become linked to Mexico, and Mexico goes down the tubes, then America gets hurt. So, you know, why would you want to do that? They've already screwed up a number of times, plus there's a lot of corruption down there. But anyway, they want this hemispheric integration. And so Rockefeller and McClarty, meaning Clinton, are heavily involved in this. Well, if you go to something called the North American Forum on Integration, NAFINA, N-A-F-I-N-A, they have a website. What happens is they said, and as Dr. Sam was saying, this just isn't Democrats. They say on their website that on November 17th, 1979, when Ronald Reagan officially declared his presidential candidacy, he proposed a, quote, North American agreement, quote, in which, quote, the goods and people of the three countries will cross boundaries more freely, quote. And then when he becomes president in January of 1981, the same website says he proposes a North American common market, which is, of course, the way Europe began. You know, they have a European common market, and then they have an economic union, economic community, he called it, and then the European Union. That's the way the process worked. And so here we have even Reagan in 1979, and the first year in 1981, and by the last year of his presidency, he's also thinking globally now, not just in terms of the hemisphere. He's got that same guidance from George W. Bush and the rest of them, who Henry Kissinger literally forced on Reagan as vice president. And so Reagan, during the last year of his administration, on January 11, 1988, at the City Club of Cleveland, he's giving a speech. And he says, quote, even more than in the past, this new world economy is a one-world economy. In this new world economy, national boundaries are increasingly becoming obsolete. These new economic realities dictate a world economy. So here we have the globalist dream. That's growing under Ronald Reagan and under George Bush, and under Bill Clinton as well. Well, of course, Reagan was succeeded by George H.W. Bush as the president, and towards the last year of his administration, as on April 30th, 1992, he issued a little paid attention to at the time, executive order. It was number 12803, 12,803, executive order, which has the effect of law, unless Congress, which it never, hardly ever does, comes along and says, no, we reject it. It just becomes, has the effect of law, these executive orders. And what that did was privatize America's infrastructure. And what that did was allow not only American companies, but foreign companies to lease American toll roads and bridges and so on. However, the problem was, in 1992, George Bush is running for president, re-election against Bill Clinton. And apparently he says, now, wait a minute, you know, our goal here, David Rockefeller, we got to have, you know, NAFTA and GATT. And so we have to have Congress's approval, reluctantly. And so they say, well, wait a minute, we're not going to get enough Democrats. If Bush is reelected, we got to get some Democrat votes here. And so they decide, well, George, President George H.W. Bush, you've got to, you know, for the good of the cause, move aside because we need a Democrat to come into the White House now. And so Bill Clinton is chosen because he would be able to twist enough arms to get enough Democrats to vote for NAFTA and GATT. Okay, so they chose Clinton to be president to push through those trade agreements. And so now what we have is you actually have NAFTA tribunals that can really overturn U.S. laws. If the U.S. law says one thing, NAFTA tribunal can come along and say, no, you know, that negates the effects of this. They don't call it treaty, right? It's agreement. Treaty would have to be two-thirds, and they didn't want two-thirds. They want a simple majority. But they say, no, you know, you're violating this agreement, and so you've got to change the law. And so what that does is emphasize this process that's inexorably moving forward, and from NAFTA, more recently, has become the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which emphasizes this economic integration of the three North American nations. Well, the leading promoter of this integration has been this organization I called NAFINAS, the North American Forum on Integration. And one of its directors is Robert Pastor, who you've listeners have heard quite a bit about. He's been the chief architect of the North American Union movement. And its objectives, NAFINA's objectives, include, quote, raising awareness among future North American leaders regarding regional integration issues, as it were again, end quote, and, quote, developing their sense of a North American identity, end quote. So what they're doing is getting a lot of young people, young adults, up-and-comers, and emphasizing, you know, we need this regional integration of these three nations. We want you to not so much think in terms of being an American or a U.S. citizen. We want you to have an identity as a North American. We want to shift your identity. Start thinking of yourself as a North American. So it's a process. And what they do is they have what's called these model parliaments. They've had it for about four or five years now. And so at their most recent one, NAFINA's May 20 to 25 this year, 2007, what they call a triumvirate. See, sounds really impressive. A triumvirate, which they advertise as the only North American model parliament at this meeting. Among the themes debated was the creation of a customs union for the three nations. See, they start one step at a time. And if you go to their website, NAFINA's website, and you can find us, it has the term corridors within it. You can see the planned North American trade corridors. They have four. They have a Pacific corridor, a Central Western corridor, a Central Eastern corridor, and an Atlantic corridor. And it has a little map there, you know, the cities connected and the trade corridors and the routes and the train, you know, the train tracks. And so what you have there is a whole system being in place with these trade corridors for them. Well, not too long, about 4 months after this May 2025 meeting, just a few days ago, you had September 19th through 21 in Denver of this year, there was what's called this Great Plains International Conference, and it was on international trade corridors. And among the people there was the Mexican mayor, Evaristo Lenin, nice name, right, L-E-N-I-N, Lenin, last name Perez, who advocated moving quickly towards a European-style merger of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. He thinks it's a great idea. And so if you look at the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership website, you'll see in the background you'll see a map of North America, obviously. Well, what they're trying to do in getting Americans, U.S. citizens, adjusted to this sort of thinking, right? The North American identity, they want you to get thinking like that. Well, one of the first things they've done, and this occurs in North Carolina where I'm located, this is the first state, you know, that's done this, but the plan is for all of them. What they've done is embedded a hologram of this same map that the SPP has on its driver's licenses. There's a hologram. And it was developed by an organization called the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, which is a national organization. And their spokesman, his name was Jason King, told News with Views columnist Jim Corey, Jim, last name K-O-U-R-I, he writes for News with Views as well, that its, quote, goal is to create a continental security device, end quote, that can be used by motor vehicle agencies throughout North America, throughout the continent. And so another thing that's, you know, that's not just isolated. Not too long ago, the U.S. Office of Management and Budget also required all American businesses, to update their, what's called the, quote, North American Industry Classification Code, quote. And that was designed to replace the standard industry classification code that we use, right? We've got to change that to the North American Industry Classification Code. It's an industry coding requirement, and it was developed jointly by the three countries, by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So here the process is going forward. The process involves the many aspects of the American government. They're cooperating. The Security and Prosperity Partnership has at least 21 or so agencies trying to meet in secret to develop this transition toward this North American identity they want us to start thinking in terms of.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand, you know, why we're not trying to seal the southern border. Why did the president, after the 9/11 attack, refuse to try to seal the southern border? Because, of course, this is all part of the merging of Mexico with Canada, with the United States and Canada. I mean, why is it that we give people who come here illegally, who violated our laws, free medical care? Why do we give them free schooling? Why do we give them food stamps and help them to buy the homes here, you know, subsidized through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? And why do we, of course, our banks have a program of helping them send money back, of course, to their families in South Central America, or certainly most of them are in Mexico. Why is there an organized effort to encourage American industry to move south of the border? And, of course, the whole idea is to build up the living standards of the Mexican as we lower the living standards of the average American. But the average American can't believe that this could be part of a plan that we would be being betrayed by our leaders, the leaders of both political parties who make mockery out of this concept of democracy or going to the polls and voting for the candidate not of our choice but of their choice every 4 years. But go right ahead, Dennis, because I think it's so important for people to understand that there is a plan. These people know exactly what they're doing. And this will be the end of America as we know it. But the last thing they want, of course, is for the American people to find out, until suddenly one day they find out why they're building all those concentration camps across America. And anybody who doubts that, simply go to the Internet and type in Halliburton, $385 million concentration camps. And you'll find out about the concentration camps that Halliburton has been, or at least one of the subsidiaries, has been commissioned to be on standby to build. And now we're, of course, refurbishing the Japanese concentration camps, and many of the old army camps are being set up as concentration camps. People say it could not happen here, and I would ask, why not? Our military, I certainly would never object to it. We are told, you know, whatever they're told by the leaders they're to do, the police will go along with it, and the American people, how many people would resist if your neighbor was taken away to a concentration camp? And, of course, then when they came for you, who would there be to resist? Go ahead there, Dennis.
Sure. And given what I've said about Giuliani and Rockefeller, your listeners can't possibly believe if Giuliani became president, he would suddenly reverse and betray his good friend David Rockefeller and his wishes. And in my book, The Globalists, I put more than one quote from, I think it was the Ottawa Citizen, the capital of Canada, talking about these think tanks that have come up with these plans that we should merge our armies of the nations, Canada and the U.S., you know, have joint security operations. They always do that, so they might call them partnerships or something. And of course, there was the study done, I think it was by a lieutenant in the Navy, the Marines, as to what percentage of the Marines would actually fire on Americans who refused to give up their own weapons if they were asked to do so. And the result was something like, you know, 25 or 26%. Everybody said, oh, well, isn't that wonderful? We have, you know, 74 or 75% of our Marines wouldn't stand for this outrage.
Yeah, but the other 25% would kill Americans if they were told to. That's the trouble. And I think we actually have that up on my website. If we don't have it, we have it available. If anybody would like to see that, that was 23 palms or whatever it was.
Yeah, 29.
29 palms, you know, of questionnaire that was done by the Marine Corps to find out whether the Marines would obey orders and kill American citizens.
Yeah, and the point of this lieutenant, at first people were rather angry with him, but he said, no, 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 my point is, and don't you people understand, because everybody's saying, isn't this great, 75% went, and he said, don't you understand that when you identify these 25% who would, what you would then do is make, you know, a troop or a unit out of just those people. You'd gather all those 25 together, and so you really have a formidable force for all across the U.S., of people who literally would come into your home and shoot you.
Of course, we actually had a trial of that in New Orleans when they, of course, brought the military in there to take the guns away from the people so they couldn't defend themselves from marauding gangs. Why was it disarm the law-abiding citizens if you believe in the Constitution? Well, because there are people who don't believe in the Constitution. They want a helpless population, just like the Jews were in Germany in the 1940s. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest today, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Cuddy was just commenting that there are 140,000, mercenaries over in the Middle East. Now, of course, we've only got about 170,000 military troops over there. We've got 140,000 mercenaries that are recruited from all over the world. Many of them are professional killers with poor background checks, and they're given a license to kill. Who's paying their salary? Where do you think the money's coming from it? How much of it do you think comes from the drug trade? If you'd like to know about the CIA and the drug trade, we have the books entitled Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Monica Jensen Stevenson. It goes into what happened over in Vietnam. And, of course, this book was thoroughly suppressed, and thousands of copies were actually shredded. We have an interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson in our four-tape set, One Man Returned, where she tells you about how thousands, I think 5,000 copies of her book were shredded. Why? Well, they said it was just an accident. Somebody made a mistake and they pushed the wrong button. And no, that isn't it. They don't want the American people to know the truth. You'll get the story in a four-tape set, The Men We Left Behind, with the interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson. And we do carry her book. They're used copies, but we wanted you to have them. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. And then we carry the book Defrauding America, Drugging America by Rodney Stetson. And then, of course, for the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Gary Webb, who worked for the San Jose Mercury, who, of course, wrote about the CIA and drugs and, of course, was eventually targeted and committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. We have an essay that he wrote in a book called Into the Buzzsaw, an essay he wrote about the CIA and drugs. And, of course, we do have the report by the Inspector General going into the background of the CIA and drugs, but the American people can't believe that. After all, our government wouldn't be involved in the drug trafficking. Why, we've got a war on drugs, but we keep getting more drugs all the time, and we got a war on poverty, and we got more poverty, and we got a war on cancer, and more cancer. And, of course, we also have a great four-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? Ladies and gentlemen, there are powerful, evil, and sinister forces out there. If you go into the background of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is America's invisible government, nobody will ever tell you that this is actually outgrowth of an occult organization. That's covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is why you must get it and read it. And the Council on Foreign Relations is simply a front for a secret society. That's covered on page 952 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time, which was suppressed for many years. We have an interview with Professor Quigley where he'll tell you that in our secret government four-tape set. We carry the book, and he will tell you the Council on Foreign Relations was a front for the Roundtable Group and J.P. Morgan, and of course the Roundtable, can be tied directly into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. Understand that this organization was founded in the occult, but most of the people were involved with the occult. Henry Ford was involved with the occult, which is why the Ford Foundation has funded the liberal cause and communism and Nazism and socialism. Andrew Carnegie was involved in the occult. J.P. Morgan was involved in the occult. And many of the modern-day Rockefellers are involved in the occult. Understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, which is what nobody is going to tell you. Again, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will begin to introduce you to these concepts. My talk on the forbidden secret. You will certainly want to get our DVD and or video on the World Revolution. That's the World Revolution. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com where you can certainly look at all the various items we have. Remember, we're having an all-day conference on the 28th of October. That's a Sunday, but we hope that you'll be able to come. And we'll start early in the morning, go late in the evening. We're bringing in people from across the country. We do hope that you'll be there. And, of course, we ask you to pray for America, but to pray for Radio Liberty.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis, 2 to 4 p.m., right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday, 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E. Provides the most powerful organic iodine, test-activated, and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU Band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you.